B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
If you're looking for a reason to dig into your favorite foods, look no further. Today is National Eat What You Want Day.
Eat it. Eat it.
Buffalo wings, cheeseburgers, pizza.
Pizza party.
I'm taking you all out for tacos.
Every day is taco day.
Death by chocolate.
Mini-Me loves chocolate.
And they'll have a chocolate shake and a scotch.
Yes, it is. Chocolate shake and scotch. It's National Eat What You Want Day. So we're asking, what trashy food would you eat today that you wouldn't want anybody to see you eat it? Like, in a parking lot, maybe. Hidden somewhere, like I was last year during peak COVID, had my first McRib.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you're eating in a car behind a mall.
In a car behind a mall with not enough napkins.
Yep. So you were a sticky mess afterwards.
It was straight up. I don't want anybody to see me eating this, but I had to have one.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what today? So, Albia, before you tell us yours.
Yep.
We put it on our ROR Morning Show Facebook page, and we're getting some good trashy stuff, like fried dough and chocolate shake on Salisbury Beach. Oh, don't forget the onion rings.
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-huh. And then Jessica says mac and cheese.
I feel like that's nutritious. Oh, okay.
Out of the box.
Out of the box, all right. Hope she boils it, otherwise it's going to get crunchy.
Madeline says just a bag of chips. What do you got?
It's not only is my food kind of trashy, but it's what I do with it. Like, I find that a bologna and cheese sandwich, are you listening? Bologna and cheese sandwich is, like, regular. I feel like that's not trashy food, but sometimes when I'm hungry, what I do is I take a piece of bologna.
Yeah.
And then I take a piece of American cheese, and then I take mustard, and I just put the line of mustard down it, and then I roll it up and eat a couple of those.
Bologna.
Then
yes, bologna roll ups.
Bologna roll ups, like fruit roll ups.
Yeah, okay.
But for people who crave salt,
yeah.
And then what I do with my chips is weird.
What do you do with your
this
chips?
Is, if people saw this, I'd be embarrassed. So I take a bowl of chips, and then I put Frank's hot sauce all over it, and then I dribble blue cheese dressing all over it.
What? I've never heard of this.
It's so delicious.
Wow. That's straight
and
up.
It's straight up trash,
yeah,
isn't
that
it?
Is, wow.
And it, like, I do it alone.
Wow. All right. 888-410-1057. What would be your... straight up
ask me
trash.
For more fitness
remember
tips.
Something you wouldn't want to be seen eating. All right, you don't want to be seen eating it. Robin, what is your go-to food that you'd want nobody to catch you eating?
I'd have to find a Friendly's and get a grilled Friendly Frank.
Ooh, a grilled
that's
Frank.
A really good idea.
Yes.
That's some straight up bad for you stuff.
Dandy.
What's on that?
Five scoops.
What's on that?
Loaded with mustard, and I'd get a side of fries and their really runny coleslaw.
What's stopping you, Robin? What's stopping you?
Finding a Friendly's.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. That's
dang. We used to like a fish and majig. Well, Robin. Do you know the number is National Eat What You Want Day? So the trashiest food that people love, you are so close. It's gas station hot dogs or anything at 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God.
No?
I know. You're elevated. I feel gas like, you know, Friendly's grilled. The grill is the most important part because the bun is, like, buttery and, like, a little crunchy.
You know, and Friendly's has the whole atmosphere, the sticky tables.
Yes.
And the, you know,
grumpy waitresses.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, it's got it all.
Right. All right, Robin. I think you ought to find a Friendly's. If anybody knows, let us know where Friendly's
where
is for
all
Robin.
Right.
All right, Cindy, good morning. What is your straight-up trash food you don't want anybody to see you eating?
I can shred, and I mean shred, Popeye's spicy wings.
Popeye's spicy wings. Okay.
Oh my God!
I can, like, put the whole wing. wing in my mouth to take the bone out.
Literally shred them.
Really?
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean, are you talking like one movement? Just like rip through.
One move. That's it.
Wow, Cindy. Now,
Cindy,
do you buy
you should put that on your resume.
Or your Tinder profile.
Yeah, Tinder.
Probably a better idea, Brian.
Cindy, I must ask, Cindy, are you single?
Should be.
No.
Okay. Do you have to hide your love for Popeye's wings?
Or is that what got them?
They never make them home.
Oh, never all right.
Make them home. I love it.
Yeah, good stuff, great. Cindy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Today's your day. Thanks. Get them. Bye. Yes. All right, Annika, good morning. What's your straight-up trash food that you don't want anybody to see you eat?
I have to go with the honey barbecue super melt from Friendly's. It has to be like the sloppiest sandwich I've ever had, but it's so good.
Honey barbecue chicken? Or burger?
Yeah, the chicken, the super melt. It basically has like chicken tenders, honey barbecue sauce. I think there's blue cheese, melted cheese. It's just so.
You're talking too fast.
Yeah, slow down, Annika. Wow.
Well, that
now. Two for Friendly's.
We got to hit a Friendly's.
All right.
All right.
We're going to find. All right, we got a Friendly's location here. All right, bye, Annika. That sounds tasty. Enjoy it. Justin, so you know where a Friendly's location is you can share with Annika today?
Yes. And Robin. After she eats at Friendly's at the Apex Mall, she can go inside the mall area and throw axes.
Oh, at the Apex Mall.
Oh, okay. All right. There's it's right there.
All right.
All right. So, okay, cool.
That's good.
Thanks.
You're helping.
There's also a 110 grill.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we know that.
We got it all going on.
All right, Joe, you got another location for Friendly's. This has become a Friendly's search.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, there's one at the Middleborough Rotary.
Okay.
And there's also one in Weymouth on Route 18, right before the hospital. On the left.
Perfect. Right before the hospital.
So, if you eat, you can go right to the hospital.
Yeah, it's good.
That's great. All right. I want to have one of those sandwiches and I have some
that
sort of issue.
That did sound pretty good, though. All right. 888-410-1057. I would just, it's National Eat What You Want Day, so we're just curious what foods you would eat that you got to hide yourself. You got to hide your love, okay? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob. Oh, and it's 725. Going to be a kind of a cloudy day. Might hit 57 inland. That's just the way it is. Down to only 50 tonight. So things get a little bit better tomorrow. We're going to be in the mid-60s tomorrow. Nice, 65. Okay. And then for Friday, 73. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And Saturday, 81. And
oh, boy.
Sun and fun. Mostly cloudy, though. But that's all right. It's going to be warm. We'll take that. So, yeah. The number one food that people would say is their guilty pleasure on National Eat What You Want Day was gas station hot dogs. Wow. Gas station hot dogs.
I fed Lucy one of those. It was an emergency. I felt like I needed to report myself.
Yeah. And I think, yes, to child care services would probably be interested in that.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see her? All right, so let's see. What straight up trash food? Who's this, Brian?
Yeah, we got Phil.
Phil. All right, Phil. What do you get your Phil of? Here we go.
Fried liverwurst sandwich. It would put fried onions on it, too, with mustard. It's awesome.
I bet you it's delicious.
Were you a poor child growing up, Phil? You were told this was
a
delicacy?
No, my mom used to make me eat it. I loved
that's
it.
What kind of as a punishment? You didn't finish your homework?
Oh, my God.
Today's your day, Phil. See you, buddy.
This is so good, though, man. Thank you.
Well, you sound happy to me. That's fine.
And also, in Auburn, Mass, there's a Friendly.
All right, we got a Friendly.
We're
finding
him. We got him surrounded now. Thank you, Phil.
Okay.
All right, Keith, what do you say? What's your go-to straight-up trash?
LBF, I do something very similar with my bologna and cheese that I think you might want to consider.
Okay, what?
I take the bologna,
yeah.
I take the cheese, I draw mustard right down the middle,
yeah.
Then I roll it up, but here's the kicker.
Yeah.
I take Cape Cod potato chips, I break them up, right?
Yeah.
And I roll the bologna and cheese over the chips. Mm. So every single bite, it's like substitute chips for the bread.
Oh, that's, you know what? I believe that that is keto.
Yeah.
That,
so,
I believe.
Except for the fried
that, I'm doing that next time, all right?
All right.
In honor of you, that's amazing.
Report back.
I will.
Thanks, Keith. See you, buddy. All right. Good morning, ROR. Sean.
Good morning, Chief.
What's your straight-up trash you don't want to be seen eating food?
It's going to be the mushroom, onion, and pepper steak bomb from Fresh Fields in Ossipee, New Hampshire.
That's hot.
Unbelievable.
Now, gas alone is going to be a $300 sandwich.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
You go to North Conway, you got to stop. It's between the melted cheese, the mayonnaise, and the mushrooms. By the time you open the sub up, it's like this beef burgundy with the sauce.
Oh,
and the
mayonnaise. Yeah. All right, Sean, I got it. Excellent.
All right, Sean. Beef burgundy. Yeah, by the way, that bologna and cheese... rolled over chip. That's not keto. That's panko. Okay, it's kind of a panko thing here.
Yeah, but with chips, it's
there.
Keto. There's no like.
Oh yeah,
bread.
Potato chips are keto. No.
Yeah, there's a potato. It's a vegetable.
I didn't realize that. Okay, well,
count that as a vegetable. Huh?
Yeah. I sure do. Okay. Listen.
Anyway,
just call me for more diet tips.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's National Eat What You Want Day, so we put on the ROR Morning Show Facebook page. What would you grab first? We got Twinkies.
Oh, yep.
Fried dough.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About it.
All kinds of good trashy stuff.
You know what? Tater tots in a nacho setting are also very good and could be considered keto.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. Except for potatoes are not keto.
Oh, well, it's dumb.
Starchy carby.
Dumb.
Starchy carby. Okay.
Because that's why it's not working.
Wow.
All wrong.
Oh, you can't fry your... Okay.
I thought I could eat fried potato chips.
All right, Morning Court coming up. We got Richie on the phone. He's been seeing a woman for the past year, and this past Saturday night was their one-year anniversary date.
Oh, fun.
Well, he had a little gift for her, and apparently she has one for him that she couldn't open in the restaurant.
Okay.
So it had to be done at home. That's the gift. We'll find out if it
keeps
giving. Does
it keep on giving?
We're going to find out. Stay tuned to Morning Court. Coming up, brought to you by Rodenizer Home
sick.
Services. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. If you're new to the show, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Bob.
I'm LBF.
I'm Brian.
Hey, look at that.
And if you know us, you know what's happening.
Well, there's a lot of changes in radio. People come and go. So we always think it's a good idea to say hi. Welcome aboard. You might be new.
Be that like good neighbor.
Yeah. And our favorite topic is food.
Right.
Yeah,
you might not know that.
Oh, you might not know that, but you're going to find out real fast.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Today it's National Eat What You Want Day. And the question is, what's the trashiest foods that people love? And some of the answers are great. I'd say number one is gas station hot dogs. I don't remember the last time I had one of those puppies.
I think they might cause I don't know, fertility issues.
I don't know, but when you're standing there checking out and
you see it
on the rollers.
And it's like listening.
Yeah, they're like,
and you're like, hey.
It does whisper to you.
If you're drunk, you're having two.
That's right. Slim Jims are up on the list.
I used to love those.
I'd snap into one of those.
Yeah, I know you love Slim Jims.
I love a Slim Jim. It's convenient.
It is.
Fast.
It's salty.
Snap it. Never disappoints. Hot Pockets.
A hot pocket. Never get into those. I think I got burned once.
Yeah. Oh,
roof of your mouth will
never
recover.
Molten.
Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
That's
make your own. Yes. A little effort goes into that, right? Bagel bites. Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh, God. Totino's, yeah.
Yeah. So salty.
These are all college I'm drunk foods.
Right? That is. Box macaroni and cheese and ramen noodles are heading the list.
I can't believe bologna and cheese isn't on the list.
That is not a trashy food item, as it turns out.
Look, I'm a highfalutin bologna and cheese sandwich eater.
You are highfaluters. Brian. Well, so on our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show, we asked the question, what is the, you know, again, the trashiest food that you would eat secretly in a parking lot where no one can see you? Right?
Right.
What would that be? I would go, I shouldn't call it trashy, but it might be time for a Big Mac. I haven't had one of those in years.
One time, I was seriously at the mall, and I was between breaks. I was in high school, and I polished off an entire bag of Milano cookies. And I wondered why I didn't have a boyfriend.
Wow.
But I find the Milano cookies are very fancy.
Yes.
So it's not trashy. It was just trashy what I did.
At the mall, yeah.
My behavior was trashy.
So what would you eat in a parking lot where no one could see you today, this afternoon?
You know, I feel like something from Taco Bell. Like, just something like what, a chalupa or something. Yeah.
They make up all sorts of words.
Yeah.
And I just, like, hork it down and be like, no one saw.
Just do a burp and go. You're done.
You just wrap everything in a tortilla and then deep fry it and give it to me.
That's
please.
It.
Yes, right.
Brian, what would your, if you were, again, Kate didn't know you were doing. Yeah.
Well, you know what always gets me, actually, is when I'm, like, at the grocery store at you know, BJ's or Costco, and you see the giant tub of cheese balls.
Yeah.
I see that as a challenge.
Yeah.
Like, you buy that?
Challenge.
You'll
accepted.
Buy that?
Oh, yeah.
Does your wife know that? Does it come home?
Well, yeah, because it doesn't fit in any of the cabinets.
Well, it's like
stay
a baby.
In the car. Yeah. It's stay
like,
in the car.
It's like bringing a toddler home. You're like, what's this? Where do we put it?
Oh, we have a crib for it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let's
put it here.
My cheese baby.
My cheese baby. That's nacho cheese. All right. If you want to give us a call, that's always fun. 888-410-1057. The trashiest food you'd eat. You know, secretly in a parking lot. That's their paints a picture. All right, Brian, it's 8:41. Last check of traffic so people can get there.
All right, here are just the problem spots. This is brought to you by the Judge Rotenberg's.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:52. It's Bob, LBF. Brian, happy Wednesday. It's going to be a kind of a cloudy day, but temperatures around 56, 57. Things get better, at least tomorrow, temperature-wise. 65 for Thursday, Friday, 73, 81 for Saturday.
What?
Yeah. So this is it. Get past, over the hump, we're good to go. But it's a fun day because it's National Eat What You Want Day. I don't know who thought of that one, but we salute you.
Yes, we
okay.
do.
So we've been asking what kind of food, trashy food, would you, you know, get today and eat in a parking lot in your car where no one could see you. All right, so it's the folks who have been calling in. Hi, ROR, what do you got?
Hi, I've got a what I would eat behind a supermarket.
Oh, that's what we're looking for. Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, okay. This is actually what I did eat behind a supermarket.
Okay.
Entire box of strawberry Pop-Tarts, and I did it in 5 minutes.
Oh, my God, I love it. That sounds like heaven. Was it so good?
Wow.
Well, it was so good, but my body wanted to have a reflex action. I had to fight that for about 2 hours.
You don't have a toaster in your car, do you?
Put it on the manifold.
No.
They were just
this
raw.
This was even funnier. This was, they were raw, because I was only 11 years old.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to hide from my mom, so she was inside the store.
I love the fact
I ate the whole box in 5 minutes and met her in the car.
Oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Box
that's great. You know what? I forgot about Pop-Tarts, and I'm sorry you brought them up, because now I'm going to be thinking about them.
No, they're on the list. Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, Pop-Tarts. Oh, Pop-Tarts are the best.
Yeah. I love the maple Pop-Tart.
Strawberry is my favorite. I'm with you, but I would have totally horked.
Well, at that time, strawberry and blueberry were the only choices, but now mine is really the cinnamon with the crust. It's wonderful.
Oh, all right,
I'm
okay.
I'm thinking that of maple or cinnamon.
God, you know,
all right.
Yep, get those for a breakfast
Good
party.
Stuff.
All right. I'll talk to you again. I'll call you again.
Well,
all right,
today's
great.
Your day. Go get something.
Yeah, go get some. Eat anything you want, day.
It's your day. Okay.
I'll do it. I'm free. See you later.
Think of us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey, I found a new food that I just found out about it, that it's amazing. I got it at Market Basket. It's popcorn infused with Oreo cookies.
Popcorn with Oreo cookies.
The Oreo cookies are actually infused in the popcorn. So when you take a bite of the popcorn, there's Oreo cookie in it. I thought it would be a little weird, but it's amazing. You can't put it down.
Wow.
You really got to try it.
Okay. I like that you took a chance on it.
Cookie Pop.
What's it called?
Cookie Pop.
Uh-huh.
And it's popcorn.
What kind of scientist came up with this?
Oh, that's amazing.
They have another one that's got Butterfinger in it too.
Oh no!
You, this is a gateway drug to like it serious sure obesity. Is. But I'm in.
My 600-pound life. Here we come.
Did you bring it home to anybody, or did you eat in the parking lot all by yourself?
I couldn't give it up. Nobody got it. I finished a whole bag and then went back for another one. It's as bad. It's just as bad as Girl Scout mint cookies.
Yeah.
We just can't put them down.
Uh-oh.
Man, if you could only get those into popcorn.
They have candy pop, too, with Snickers, Twix, M&M's, and peanut M&M's.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I'd want to thank you, but I don't think we should.
No, I don't think we should.
This is dangerous. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely try it.
All right. Hey,
Cookie Pop? So you already found it on the
interwebs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cookie Pop, Candy Pop.
Yeah, look, went back in for more. It all by himself.
By himself.
He probably took the second bag home. Hey, I want to try these.
Right.
They look fun.
Yeah.
Go for it. You can chime in on our Facebook page. That's the ROR Morning Show Facebook page. People are hot for fried clams. That's a big one.
They really are, but I find that to be fancy.
I don't think it's trashy at all. No, go get some. They don't have to wait for a today to have it.
It's over $15. It's fine dining.
Yeah, a listener did say, she likes to take American cheese and wrap a pickle, a sweet gherkin in the middle.
Yeah, I do that. I've done that. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
have you done that? Yeah. I love that you just...
There's not a lot I haven't done with...
No, standing in front of the fridge,
yes,
right?
Yes, standing in front of the fridge. It's like little combination central. Oh, this looks good with
like
this.
Like MacGyver at the...
Yeah, a little matchmaker, matchmaker.
All right. It's 8:56. Commercial free for 2 massive hours is coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.